Just a dream.
Can you see the bottom?
No! Don't look down, Sam! Just keep going!
None of it.
What's in this?
Nothing. Just a bit of seasoning. I thought maybe if we was having a roast chicken one night or something.
Roast chicken?
You never know.
Sam. My dear Sam.
It's very special, that. It's the best salt in all the Shire.
It is special. A little bit of home.
We can't leave this here for someone to follow us down. Who's going to follow us down here, Mr. Frodo? It's a shame, really. Lady Galadriel gave me that. Real Elvish rope. Well, there's nothing for it. It's one of my knots. Won't come free in a hurry.
Real Elvish rope.
Mordor. It's the one place in Middle Earth we don't want to see any closer. It's the one place we're trying to get to. It's just where we can't get. Let's face it, Mr. Frodo. We're lost. I don't think Gandalf meant for us to come this way.
He didn't mean for a lot of things to happen, Sam. But they did. What food have we got left?
Well, let me see. Oh, yes. Lovely. Lambus bread. And look. More Lambus bread. I don't usually own the foreign food. But this other stuff, it's not bad.
Nothing ever dampens your spirits, does it, Sam?
Those rain clouds are playing. Strangely familiar.
Because we've been here before. We're going in circles.
What does that orange stink? For word, there's a nasty bog nearby. Can you smell it?
Yes. I can smell it. We're not alone.
We hate them. It's ours, it is. And we want it.
Seen it before, haven't you?
Gollum.
Release him, or I'll cut your throat.
And leave him.
No! That would kill us! Kill us!
no more than you deserve.
Maybe he does deserve to die. But now that I see him, I do pity him.
We strive to do what he wants. We strive.
There's no promise you can make that I can trust.
We strive to serve the master of the universe. We strive on the places.
The ring is treacherous. It will hold you to your word.
Yes. I love you.
The way to Mordor.
Yes.
You've been there before.
Yes.
You will lead us to the Black Gate.
He wants that Shire Rat now.
I don't take orders from orc maggots. Saruman will have his prize. We will deliver them.
What is it? What do you smell?
Man flesh.
They picked up our trail.
Come on, Gimli.
Three days of night's pursuit. No food. No rest. No sign of our quarry, but what bare rock can tell.
Less than a day ahead of us. Come, Gimli! We are gaining on them!
I'm wasted on cross-country! We dwarves are natural sprinters! Very dangerous from a short distance!
Something strange at work here. Some evil gives speed to these creatures. Sets its will against us.
Legolas, what do your elf eyes see?
The Uruks turn northeast. They're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Together, my lord Sauron, we shall rule this Middle Earth.
Ready to march within 2 weeks.
But my lord, there are too many. They cannot all be armed in time. We don't have the means.
Build the dam, block the stream, work the furnaces night and day.
We don't have enough fuel to feed the fire.
The forest of Fangorn lies on our doorstep. Burn it.
Yes. We will fight for you.
Swear it.
We will die for Saruman.
The horsemen took your land. They drove your people into the hills to scratch a living off rocks. Take back the lands they stole from you. Burn every village.
We have only to remove those who oppose us. It will begin in the Rohan. Too long have these peasants stood against you, but no more.
Eothen! Eothen! You take your sister. She'll go faster with just two.
I'm afraid Eothen must not fight Harold. He is too big for us.
Listen to me.
he must write to Edoras and raise the alarm. Do you understand me?
Yes, Mama. I don't want to leave. I don't
want to go home. Freda, I will find you there. Quickly.
Mordor will pay for this. These orcs are not from Mordor.
My lord Eomer, over here.
Son is badly wounded, my lord.
He was ambushed by orcs.
If we don't defend our country,
Saruman will take it by force.
That is a lie. Saruman the White has ever been our friend and ally.
Orcs are roaming freely across our lands. Unchecked, unchallenged, killing at will.
Orcs bearing the white hand of Saruman.
Why do you lay these troubles on an already troubled mind? Can you not see? Your uncle is wearied by your malcontent, your warmongering.
Warmongering? How long is it since Saruman bought you? What was the promised price, Screamer? When all the men are dead, you will take your share of the treasure.
Banished forthwith from the kingdom of Rohan, all its demands, under pain of death.
You have no authority here. Your orders mean nothing.
This order does not come from me. It comes from the king. He signed it this morning.
Thank you.
Keep breathing. That's the key. Breathe. Oh.
The runners of the very wits of their masters were behind them.
Get a fire going!
Mary. Mary. I think we might have made a mistake leaving the Shire, baby.
Starving. We ain't had nothing but maggoty bread for 3 stinking days.
Yeah. Why can't we have some meat? What about them? Yeah, fresh.
They are not for eating.
What about their legs? They don't need those. Ooh, they look tasty.
Get back, young! The prisoners go to Saruman, alive and unspoiled.
Alive? Why alive? Did they give good sport?
They have something, an elvish weapon. The master wants it for the war.
I think we have the right condition. As soon as they find
out
we don't want
that. Get the mouthful. I'll build the plate.
Looks like meat back on the menu, boys.
Go on. Call for help. Quill. No one's gonna save you now.
Thank you.
man and a dwarf have in the Riddermark. Speak quickly.
Give me your name, horsemaster, and I shall give you mine.
I would cut off your head, dwarf, if it stood but a little higher from the ground.
You would die before your sword fell.
I am Aragorn, son of Aragorn. This is Gimli, son of Glóin, and Legolas of the Woodland Realm. We are friends of Rohan, and of Theoden, your king.
Theoden no longer recognizes his friend from foe. Not even his own kin. Saruman has poisoned the mind of the king and claimed lordship over these lands. My company are those loyal to Rohan, and for that we are banished.
The White Wizard is cunning. He walks here and there, they say. Is an old man, hooded and cloaked. And everywhere his spies slip past our nets.
We are no spies. We track a party of Uruk-hai westward across the plain. They have taken two of our friends captive.
The Uruks are destroyed. We slaughtered them during the night.
But there were two hobbits. Did you see two hobbits with them?
They would be small. Only children to your eyes.
We left none alive. We piled the carcasses and burned them.
Dead.
I'm sorry.
Hasselfeld, Errol.
May these horses bear you to better fortune. Former masters. Farewell. Look for your friends, but do not trust to hope. It has forsaken these lands.
We ride north!
It lay here. And the other. They crawled. Their hands were bound. Bonds were cut. They ran over here. They were fought.
Fangorn Forest.
Fangorn? What madness drove them in there?
Did we lose him? I think we lost him.
Sight or sound of a bird for 2 days.
No birds to eat.
Oh, crunch of our blessings. We are famished. Yes, famished. We are blessings. He tries to choke us. We can't eat famished food. We must starve.
Well, starve then. Good riddance.
Oh, Robert. He does not care if we be hungry. He does not care if we should die. Not even Master. Master cares. Master knows.
Don't touch me! There are dead things. Dead faces in the water. Mr. Frodo, are you all right?
Did you say? Master should be resting.
Master needs to keep up his strength.
Who are you?
Mustn't ask, that's not his business.
Gandalf told me you were one of the river folk.
Cold be heart and hand in bone, and cold be trapped as far from home.
He said your life was a sad story.
They do not see what lies ahead when sun has failed and moon is dead.
You are not so very different from a hobbit once, were you? Smeagol.
What did you call me?
That was your name once, wasn't it? A long time ago. This forest is old. Very old. Full of memory. And anger. The trees are speaking to each other.
Gimli.
Feelings, my friend. The elves began it. Waking up the trees. Teaching them to speak.
Talking trees. What do trees have to talk about? Except the consistency of squirrel droppings.
Aragorn had no end.
Steps of two young hobbits.
Where are they?
They passed this way the day before yesterday. They met someone they did not expect. Does that comfort you?
Who are you?
Show yourself!
Forgive me. I mistook you for Saruman.
I am Saruman. Rather Saruman as you should have been.
You fell.
Through fire. And water. From the lowest dungeon to the highest peak, I fought him. Until at last I threw down my enemy and smote his ruin upon the mountains. Darkness took me, and I strayed out of thought and time. Stars wheeled overhead, and every day was as long as a life age of the earth. But it was not the end. I felt life in me again. I've been sent back until my task is done.
Gandalf.
Yes. That was what they used to call me. Gandalf the Grey. That was my name. Gandalf. I am Gandalf the White. And I come back to you now. The turn of the tide. One stage of your journey is over. Another begins. We must travel to Edoras with all speed.
Edoras? That is no short distance.
We hear of trouble in Rohan. It goes ill with the king.
Yes, and it will not be easily cured.
Then we have run all this way for nothing. How are we going to leave those poor hobbits here in this horrid, dark, dank, tree-infested...
Charming. Quite charming.
Forrest, it was more than mere chance that brought Merry and Pip into Fangor. A great power has been sleeping here for many long years. The coming of Merry and Pippin will be like the falling of small stones that starts an avalanche in the mountains.
In one thing you have not changed, dear friend. You still speak in riddles.
A thing is about to happen as has not happened since the Elder days. The Ents are going to wake up and find that they are strong.
Strong? Oh, that's good.
So stop your fretting, Master Dwarf. Merry and Pippin are quite safe. In fact, they are far safer than you are about to be.
This new Gandalf's more grumpy than the old one. Lord of all horses. And his
been my friends for many centuries.
Upon your head, how golden red the crown you bore aloft. Such a beautiful bird.
Is it much further?
Don't be hasty. You must call it far back. My home lies deep in the forest near the roots of the mountain. I told Gandalf I would keep you safe, and safe is where I'll keep you. I believe you will enjoy this next one, too. It's one of my own combinations. Beneath the roof of sleeping leaves and the dreams of trees fall. When woodland halls are green and cool and the wind is in the west, come back to me. Come back to me and save my land. Heed no nightly noise. Sleep till morning light. I have business in the forest. There are many to call, many that must come. The shadow lies on Fangorn. The withering of all the woods is drawing.
The veiling shadow that glides in the east takes shape.
Sauron will suffer no rival. From the summit of Barad-dûr, his eye watches ceaselessly. But he is not so mighty yet that he is above fear. Doubt ever gnaws at him. The rumor has reached her. The heir of Numenor still lives. Sauron. And so he will strike hard and fast at the world of men. He will use his puppet Saruman to destroy Rohan. War is coming. Rohan must defend itself, and therein lies our first challenge, for Rohan is weak and ready to fall. The king's mind is enslaved. It's an old device of Saruman's. His hold over King Theoden is now very strong. Sauron and Saruman are tightening the noose. But for all their cunning, we have one advantage. The ring remains hidden. And that we should seek to destroy it has not yet entered their darkest dreams. And so the weapon of the enemy is moving towards Mordor. In the hands of a hobbit each day brings it closer to the fires of Mount Doom. We must trust now in Frodo. Everything depends upon speed and the secrecy of his quest. Do not regret your decision to leave him. Frodo must finish this task alone. He's not alone. Sam went with him.
Did he?
Did he indeed?
Good.
Yes, very good.
Blood. thing or two to say if he could see us now. I doubt even these elfish cloaks are largest in there.
No!
No! No, Martha! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! No, don't fall up to him! He wants the precious. Always, he is looking for it. And the precious is wanting to go back to him.
Are you saying there's another way into Mordor? True to his word.
No.
Lead the way, Smeagol.
Hello? Treebeard?
Where's he gone?
I had the loveliest dream last night. There was this large barrel full of pipeweed, and we smoked all of it. And then
you were sick.
I'd give anything for a whiff of old Toby. I was just stretching. You told her.
Who?
You.
Than what?
Than me.
I've always been taller than you.
Pippin, everyone knows. I'm the tall one. You're the short one.
Please, Mary. You're what? 3'6" at the most? Whereas me, I'm pushing 3'7". 3'8".
3'8". Mary, don't drink it!
Leave him dead! Leave him
dead! You can never leave him! Anything! You're
good
moving there!
Mary! What's happening?
Oh, I lost my leg! Mary! Why are there so few of you when you've lived so long? Are there any children?
Rarum, there be no intings for a terrible long count of years.
Why is that?
We lost the Enterprise.
Oh, I'm sure. How did they die?
Dying? Oh, we lost them. And now we cannot find them. I don't suppose you've seen Entwives in the Shire.
Can't say that I have. You, Pip?
What do they look like?
I don't remember now.
Edoras and the Golden Hall of Medusel. There dwells Theoden, King of Rohan, whose mind is overthrown. Saruman's hold over King Theoden is now very strong.
My lord, your son, he is dead. My lord, uncle. do nothing.
Be careful what you say. Do not look for welcome here.
He must have died sometime in the night. What a tragedy for the king to lose his only son and heir. I understand. His passing is hard to accept, especially now that your brother has deserted you.
Leave me alone, Snake!
Oh, but you are alone. Who knows what you've spoken to the darkness? Bitter watches in the night, when all your life seems to shrink, the walls of your bower closing in about you, a hush to trammel some wild thing. So fair, so cold, like a morning pale spring still clinging to winter's chill.
I cannot allow you before Theoden King so armed, Gandalf Grey, him. By order of Grima Wormtongue.
An old man from his walking stick.
My lord, Gandalf the Grey is coming.
The courtesy of your hall is somewhat lessened of late, Theoden King.
He's not welcome.
Why should
I welcome you, Gandalf Stormcrow.
A just question, my liege. Late is the hour in which this conjurer chooses to appear. Last spell I named him. Ill news is an ill guest.
Be silent. Keep your poor tongue behind your teeth. I have not passed through fire and death to bandy crooked words with a witless worm.
Stop.
I told you to take me to stop.
Theoden, son of Thranger.
Too long, sir.
I would stay still if I were you. Hearken to me. I release you. Spell.
You have no power here, Gandalf the Grey.
I will draw you, Saruman, as poison is drawn from our wound. I go. Theoden dies. You did not kill me. You will not kill him. Rohan is mine. Be gone. Breathe the free air again, my friend.
Dark have been my dreams of late.
The fingers would remember their old strength better if they grasped your sword.
Me crawling on all fours like a beast.
Send me not from your sight.
No, my lord. Let him go. That blood is spilled on his account.
Oh,
yet chulo single pleomen oriente on me tu sente that emano ere his true nature and my anteoro
single moon. Ever has it grown on the tombs of my forebears. Now it shall cover the grave of my son. Alas, that these evil days should be mine. The young perish and the old linger. That I should live to see the last days of my house.
Sedra's death was not of your making.
No parent should have to bury their child.
He was strong in life. His spirit will find its way to the halls of your fathers.
No warning. They were unarmed. Now the wild men are moving through the Westfold, burning as they go. Rick Cotton Tree.
Where's Mama?
This is but a taste of the terror that Saruman will unleash. All the more potent he is driven now by fear of Sauron. Ride out and meet him head on. Draw him away from your women and children. You must fight.
You have 2,000 good men riding north as we speak. Aemir is loyal to you. His men will return and fight for their king.
They will be 300 leagues from here by now. Aemir cannot help us. I know what it is you want of me, but I will not bring further death to my people. I will not risk open war.
Open war is upon you, whether you would risk it or not.
When last I looked, Theoden, not Aragorn, was king of Rohan.
Then what is the king's decision?
By order of the king, the city must empty. We make for the refuge of Helm's Deep. Do not burden yourself with treasures. Take only what provisions you need.
Helm's Deep. They flee to the mountains when they should stand and fight. Who will defend them if not their king?
He is only doing what he thinks is best for his people. Helm's Deep has saved them in the past.
There is no way out of that ravine. Theoden is walking into a trap. He thinks he's leading them to safety. What they will get is a massacre. Theoden has a strong will, but I fear for him. I fear for the survival of Rohan. He will need you before the end, Aragorn. The people of Rohan will need you. The defenses have to hold.
They will hold.
The Grey Pilgrim.
100 lives of men. I walk this earth, and now I have no time. With luck, my search will not be in vain. Look to my coming. At first light on the fifth day. At dawn, look to the east.
His name is Vrago. He was my cousin's horse.
Vrago? See, now my skin is. Will you trust that, Vrago? Look at
I have heard of the magic of Laos, but did not look for it in a ranger from the north. Speak as one of their own.
I was raised in Rivendell for a time. Turn this fellow free. He has seen enough.
Humble me with his newfound piety.
There were three who followed the wizard. An elf, a dwarf, and a man.
You stink of horse. The man. Was he from Gondor?
No, from the north. One of the Dunedain Rangers, I thought he was. His cloth was poor. And yet, he bore a strange ring. Two serpents with emerald eyes, one devouring, the other crowned with golden flowers.
The Ring of Barahir. So Gandalf Greyhame thinks he has found his Isildur's heir. The lost king of Gondor. He is a fool. The line was broken years ago. It matters not. The world of men shall fall. It will begin at Edoras.
I am ready, Gamling. Bring my horse. This is not a defeat. We will return. We will return.
Women of this country learned long ago. Those without swords can still die upon them. I fear neither death nor pain.
What do you fear, my lady?
stay behind bars until youth and old age accept them. And all chance of valor has gone beyond recall or desire.
You're a daughter of kings. A shield maiden of Rohan. I do not think that will be your fate.
Théoden will not stay in Tedaris. It's vulnerable, he knows this. He will expect an attack on the city. They will flee to Helm's Deep, the great fortress of Rohan. It is a dangerous road to take through the mountains. It will be slow. They will have women and children with them.
Send out your wild riders.
Hey, Sinker, don't go getting too far ahead.
Why do you do that? Oh, call them names. Run them down all the time. That's what he is, Mr. Frodo. There's not left in him but lies and deceit. It's the ring he wants. It's all he cares about. You have no idea what it did to him. What it's still doing to him. I want to help him, Sam.
Why?
Because I have to believe he can come back.
What do you know about it? Nothing!
I'm sorry, Sam. I don't know why I said that.
I do.
It's the ring.
You can't take your eyes off it. I've seen you. You're not eating. You barely sleep. Only you, Mr. Frodo. You have to fight it.
I know what I have to do, Sam. The ring was entrusted to me. It's my task. Mine. My own.
Can't you hear yourself?
Don't you know who you sound like?
Not listening.
You're a liar.
No.
Murderer. Go away. I hate you. Where would you be without me? I say you thought it was me. You survived because of me. Not anymore. What do you say? Leave now and never come back. No, leave now and never come back. Leave now and never come back.
We told him to go away, and the Rosie Girls brought us. Gone, gone, gone! Smeagol's free!
Look!
Look! See what Smeagol says? Thunderbolt and nice waffle. Eat them. Eat them.
You'll make him sick, you will. Behaving like that. There's only one way to eat a brace of conies.
What's up there?
Stupid fat cunning.
What's to ruin? There's hardly any meat on them. What we need is a few good taters.
What's taters, brothers? What's taters, huh?
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Lovely big golden chips with a nice piece of fried fish. Even you couldn't say no to that.
Oh, yes, you could. Very nice fish. It was raw and riddle. You keep nasty chips.
You're hopeless. Mr. Frodo? To do what?
To make his war. The last war that will cover all the world's shadow.
We've got to keep moving. Come on, Sam.
Mr. Frodo! Look!
It's an elephant.
Oh!
away! We're innocent travelers!
There are no travelers in this land. Only servants of the Dark Tower.
You're bound to an errand of secrecy. Those that claim to oppose the enemy would do well not to hinder us.
The enemy? His sense of duty was no less than yours, Adi. You wonder what his name is. Where he came from. And if he was really evil at heart. What lies or threats led him on this long march from home? Not rather have stayed there. In peace. War will make corpses of us all. Find their hands.
It's true you don't see many dwarf women. And in fact, they are so alike in voice and appearance. But they're often mistaken for dwarf men.
It's the beards.
And this in turn has given rise to the belief that there are no dwarf women. And the dwarfs just spring out of holes in the ground. Which is, of course, ridiculous. All right, nobody panic. It was deliberate.
I haven't seen my niece smile for a long time. She was a girl when they brought her father back dead, cut down by orcs. She watched her mother succumb to grief, and she was left alone to tend her king in growing fear, doomed to wait upon an old man who should have loved her as a father.
Told me a strange thing. He said that you rode to war with Thengel, my grandfather. But he must be mistaken.
King Theoden has a good memory. He was only a small child at the time.
Then you must be at least 60. 70? But you cannot be 80.
87.
You are one of the Dunedain, a descendant of Numenor, blessed with long life. It was said that your race had passed into legend.
There are few of us left. The Northern Kingdom was destroyed long ago.
I'm sorry. Please eat. Rivedich, go Frodo. Honbad Lean. Where is she? The woman who gave you that jewel.
Our time here is ending. Arwen's time is ending. Let her go. Let her take the ship into the west. Let her bear away her love for you to the Undying Lands. There it will be evergreen.
But never more than a memory.
Not leave my daughter here to die.
She stays because she still has hope.
She stays for you. She belongs with her people.
Makwanathasin. Manathach ikwanithach or manuyal arhened. Estelio gurulin ne dagor. Estelitha.
Pedi no gurth ne dagor.
Oman pedi.
Edral nemen. Men nag buletwe. Hairo aus. Anir anai. I'm mortal. You were of kind. It was a dream, Arwen. Nothing more.
I don't believe you.
This belongs to you.
It was a gift.
She's sailing to the Undying Lands with all this letter of kin.
What is it? I'm not sure.
Get me up there. I'm afraid of it. Turn!
Helm's Deep. Then make haste.
I can fight.
No! You must do this for me. Follow me! Down!
Forward, Lord! Charge forward!
Wait for the Lord, bro!
That's it!
Tumble off the cliff.
You lie.
Get the wounded on horses. The wolves of Isengard will return. Leave the dead.
was all we could save, Melania.
Take us to the cave.
Our people are safe.
We have paid for it with many lives.
Lord Aragorn, where is he?
He fell.
Forces behind the wall. Bar the gate and set a watch on the surround.
One of those who cannot fight, my lord.
The women and children. Get them into the caves. Saruman's arm will have grown long indeed if he thinks he can reach us here.
Helm's Deep has one weakness. Its outer wall is solid rock, but for a small culvert at its base. Is a little more than a train. How can fire undo stone? What kind of device could bring down the wall?
If the wall is breached, Helm's Deep will fall.
Even if it is breached, it would take a number beyond reckoning, thousands, to storm the keep.
Tens of thousands.
But, my lord, there is no such force.
A new power is rising. Its victory is at hand.
There is always smoke rising from Isengard these days.
Isengard?
There was a time when Saruman would walk in my woods, but now he has a mind of metal and wheels. He no longer cares for growing.
Started.
Ptolemy Lu. Ichaer Gwannar Navalanos Sibaro no Kirar.
I have made my choice.
He is not coming back. Why do you linger here when there is no hope? If Aragorn survives this war, you will still be parted. If Sauron is defeated and Aragorn made king and all that you hope for comes true, you will still have to taste the bitterness of mortality. Whether by the sword or the slow decay of time, Aragorn will die. And there will be no comfort for you. No comfort to ease the pain of his passing. He will come to death, an image of the splendor of the kings of men in glory, undimmed before the breaking of the world. Here you will dwell, bound to your grief under the fading trees, until all the world is changed and the long years of your life are utterly spent. There is nothing for you here, only death.
The power of the enemy is growing. Sauron will use his puppet Saruman to destroy the people of Rohan. Isengard has been unleashed. The eye of Sauron now turns to Gondor, the last free kingdom of men. His war on this country will come swiftly. He senses the ring is close. The strength of the ring bearer is failing. In his heart, Frodo begins to understand. The quest will claim his life. You know this. You have foreseen it. It is the risk we all took. In the gathering dark, the will of the ring grows strong. It works hard now to find its way back into the hands of men. Men who are so easily seduced by its power. The young captain of Gondor has but to extend his hand, take the ring for his own, and the world will fall. It is close now. So close to achieving its goal. For Sauron will have dominion over all life on this earth, even unto the ending of the world. The time of the elves is over. Do we leave Middle-earth to its fate? Do we let them stand alone?
What news?
Our scouts report Saruman has attacked Rohan. Théoden's people have fled to Helm's Deep. But we must look to our own borders. Faramir,
orcs are on the move.
Sauron is marshalling an army. Easterlings and Southrons are passing through the Black Gate.
How many?
Some thousands more come every day.
Who's covering the river to the north?
We pulled 500 men out of Osgiliath. If the city is attacked, we won't hold it.
Saruman attacks from Isengard. Sauron from Mordor. Fight will come to men on both fronts. Gondor is weak. Sauron will strike it soon. And he will strike hard. He knows now we do not have the strength to repel him.
My men tell me that you are orc spies.
Spies? Now wait just a minute.
Well, if you're not spies, then who are you? Speak.
We are hobbits of the Shire. Frodo Baggins is my name, and this is Samwise Gamgee.
Your bodyguard?
His gardener.
And where is your skulking friend? That gangrel creature. He had an ill-favored look.
There was no other. We set out from Rivendell with 7 companions. 1 we lost in Moria. 2 were my kin. A dwarf there was also, and an elf. And 2 men. Aragorn, son of Arathorn, and Boromir of Gondor.
You're a friend of Boromir?
Yes. For my part.
It would grieve you then to learn that he is dead.
Dead? How? When?
It's one of his companions. I'd hoped you would tell me.
If something has happened to Boromir, we would have you tell us.
His horn washed up upon the riverbank. 6 days passed. It was cloven in 2. More than this, I know it in my heart. It was my brother.
voice of light and beauty and music. And so it shall be once more! Yeah! Let the armies of Mordor know this. Never again will the land of my people fall into enemy hands! Yeah! The city of Astilia has been reclaimed! For Gondor!
For Gondor!
For Gondor!
For Gondor!
For Gondor!
Good speech. Nice and short.
Leaves more time for drinking. Break out the ale! These men are thirsty! Remember today, little brother. Today, life is good.
What?
He's here.
Where is Gondor's finest? Where is my firstborn?
Father!
They say you vanquished the enemy almost single-handed.
They exaggerate. The victory belongs to Faramir also.
But for Faramir, the city would still be standing. Were you not entrusted to protect it?
I would have done, but our numbers were too few.
Oh, too few. You let the enemy walk in and take it on a whim. Always you cast a poor reflection on me.
That is not my intent.
You give him no credit, and yet he tries to do your will. He loves you, Father.
Do not trouble me with Faramir. I know his uses, and they are few. We have more urgent things to speak of.
Elrond of Rivendell has called a meeting. He will not say why, but I have guessed its purpose. It is rumored the weapon of the enemy has been found.
The One Ring.
Sindhu's Bay. Now it has fallen into the hands of the elves. Everyone will try to claim it. Men, dwarves, wizards. We cannot let that happen. That thing must come to Gondor. Ever the ring will seek to corrupt the hearts of lesser men, but you are strong, and our need is great. It is our blood which is being spilled, our people who are dying. Sauron is biding his time, he's massing fresh armies. He will return, and when he does, we will be powerless to stop him. You must go. Bring me back this mighty gift.
My place is here with my people, not in Rivendell.
Would you deny your own father?
There's need to go to Rivendell. Send me in his stead.
You? Oh, I see. A chance for Faramir, captain of Gondor, to show his quality. I think not. I trust this mission only to your brother, the one who will not fail me.
Captain Faramir.
You must come with me now. Down there. entered the Forbidden Pool bears the penalty of death. You wait for my command. Shall I shoot?
Wait. This creature is bound to me, and I to him. He is our guide. Please, let me go down to him. Sneagle. Master is here. Come, Sneagle. Trust Master. Come.
We must go now.
Sméagol, you must trust Master. Follow me. Come on. Come. Come, Sméagol. Nice, Sméagol. That's it. Come on. Don't hurt him! Sméagol, don't struggle! Sméagol, listen to me!
Answer me.
Why do you cry, Sméagol?
Cruel and unharmful master trickster.
Of course he did. I told you he was tricky. I told you he was false.
Master is our friend.
Our friend. Master betrayed us.
No. Business. Leave us alone.
Filthy little hobbits. They stole it from us.
No.
What did they steal?
We have to get out of here. You go. Go now. You can do it. Use the ring, Mr. Furlough. Just this once. Put it on. Disappear.
I can't. Tell me. I'm sorry. The ring's taking me, Sam. If I put it on, he'll find me. He'll see. Mr. Frodo.
This is the answer to all the riddles. Here in the wild I have you. Two halflings and a host of men at my call.
Don't you understand? He's got to destroy it. That's where we're going. Into Mordor. To the Mountain of Fire.
Osgiliath is under attack. They call for reinforcements.
Please. It's such a burden. Will you not help him?
Captain. Prepare to leave. The ring will go to Gondor.
And the most reckless man I ever knew. Bless you, laddie.
Where is the king?
Laird Dolan. You look terrible.
Great host, you say?
All Isengard is empty.
How many?
10,000 strong at least.
10,000?
It is an army bred for a single purpose. To destroy the world of men. They will be here by nightfall.
Let them come.
I want every man and strong lad, able to bear arms, to be ready for battle by nightfall. We will cover the causeway and the gate from above. No army has ever breached the Deeping Wall or set foot inside the Hornburg.
This is no rabble of mindless orcs. These are Uruk-hai. Their armor is thick and their shields broad.
I have fought many wars, Master Dwarf. I know how to defend my own keep.
They will break upon this fortress like water on rock. Saruman's hordes will pillage and burn. We've seen it before. Crops can be resown. Homes rebuilt. Within these walls, we will outlast them.
They do not come to destroy Rohan's crops or villages. They come to destroy his people, down to the last child.
What would you have me do? Look at my men. Their courage hangs by a thread.
them make such an end as to be worthy of remembrance.
Send out riders, my lord. You must call for aid.
And who will come? Elves. Dwarves. We are not so lucky in our friends as you. The old alliances are dead.
Gondor will answer.
Gondor. Where was Gondor when the West Fall fell? Where was Gondor when our enemies closed in around us? Where was Gondor?
No, my lord Aragorn. We are alone.
Get the women and children into the cave.
Need more time to lay provisions for us.
There is no time. War is upon us.
Secure the gate.
The Ents are not troubled about the wars of men and wizards for a very long time. But now something is about to happen that has not happened for an age. Mentmoot.
What's that?
It is a gathering.
Place the reserves along the wall. They can support the archers from above the gate.
Aragorn, we must rest. You're no use to us half alive.
My lord! Aragorn! I'm to be sent with the women into the caves.
That is an honorable charge.
To mind the children, to find food and bedding when the men return. What renown is there in that?
My lady, a time may come for valor without renown. Who then will your people look to in the last defense?
Let me stand at your side.
It is not in my power to command.
You do not command the others to stay. They fight beside you because they would not be parted from you. Because they love you.
Farmers, farriers, stable boys. These are not soldiers.
Most have seen too many winters.
Or too few.
Look at them. They're frightened. You can see it in their eyes.
Boyahun. Neled Herain. Dan Karmunig.
Beriathar Hun. Amar Nanededoras.
Aragorn. Ledin Dagor. Hen Urir Othari. Natha Dagathir.
Then I shall die as one of them.
Let him go, lad. Let him be.
Every villager able to wield a sword has been sent to the armory. My lord?
Who am I, Gamling?
You are our king. Your men, my lord, will follow you to whatever end. To whatever end. Where is the horse and the rider? Where is the horn? They have passed like rain on the mountains, like wind in the meadow. The days have gone down in the west, behind the hills, into shadow.
They must have decided something by then.
Decided? No. We only just finished saying. Good morning.
But it's night time already. You can't take forever.
Don't be hasty.
We're running out of time.
Give me a sword. What is your name?
Hallas, son of Hamonlane. The men are saying that we will not live out the night. They say that it is hopeless.
This is a good sword. Hale, son of Hammer.
There is always hope.
Trusted you this far, you have not led us astray. Forgive me. I was wrong to despair.
muera de temor.
We have time. I get this adjusted. It's a little tight across the chest.
That is no Orcor.
Of Rivendell. An alliance once existed between elves and men. Long ago we fought and died together. We come to honor that allegiance.
My Govan.
We are proud to fight alongside men once more.
Could have picked a better spot. Well, lad, have a lucky old fire. Let's hope it lasts the night.
Your friends are with you, Aragorn.
Let's hope they last the night.
Shall I describe it to you? Or would you like me to find you a box?
Inalank, Anurak.
Let go!
Give them a volley.
Fire!
Yes?
I have told your names to the Entomot. We have agreed. You are not orcs.
Well, that's good news. And what about Saruman? Have you come to a decision about him?
Now, don't be hasty, Master Meriadoc.
Hasty? Our friends are out there. They need our help. They cannot fight this war on their own.
War, yes. It affects us all. Tree, root, and twig. But you must understand, young hobbit, it takes a long time to say anything in all Entish. And we never say anything. Unless it is worth taking a long time to say.
Is all you can conjure, Saruman?
Thank you.
Hold back this storm. We must weather such things as we have always done.
How can that be your decision?
This is not our war.
But you're part of this world. Aren't you? You must help. Please. Do something.
You are young and brave, Master Merry. But your part in this tale is over. Go back to your home.
Maybe Treebeard's right. We don't belong here, Merry. It's too big for us. What can we do in the end? We've got the Shire. Maybe we should go.
Fires of Isengard will spread, and the woods of Tuckborough and Buckland will burn, and all that was once green and good in this world will be gone. There won't be a Shire, Pippin.
Longer. Don't tell the elf.
Not a word.
Homeland from there.
Wait! Stop! Stop! Turn around! Turn around! Take us down!
So, but that will lead you past Alexander.
Yes. If we go south, we can slip past Saruman unnoticed. The closer we are to danger, the farther we are from harm.
It's the last thing he'll expect.
Oh, that doesn't make sense to me. But then, you are very small. Perhaps you're right. South it is then. Hold on, little Skyling. I always liked going south. Somehow, it feels like going downhill.
Are you mad? We'll be caught.
No, we won't. Not this time.
Gilead burns.
Mordor is come.
The ring will not save Gondor. It is only the power to destroy. Please, let me go.
Hurry!
Faramir! You must let me go!
You know, little family of field mice that climb up sometimes and they tickle me awfully. Always trying to get somewhere with it. Many of these trees were my friends. Creatures I had known from nut and acorn.
I'm sorry, Trebius.
They have voices of their own. How wizards should know better? No! With the orcs. My business is with Isengard tonight, with Hrokkelstone.
Numbers are too great.
By nightfall, we'll be overrun.
Oh. It's coming to him, Sam. His eye is almost on me.
Hold on, Mr. Brown. You'll be all right.
Take them to my father. Tell him Faramir sends a mighty gift. A weapon that will change our fortunes in this war.
Do you want to know what happened to Boromir? You want to know why your brother died? He tried to take the ring from Frodo. After swearing an oath to protect him, he tried to kill him. The ring drove your brother mad. Watch out!
Thank you.
fortress is taken.
It is over.
You said this fortress would never fall while your men defend it. They still defend it. They have died defending it.
No other way for the women and children to get out of the caves.
Is there no other way?
There is one passage. It leads into the mountains. But they will not get far. The Uruk-hai are too many.
Send word for the women and children to make for the mountain pass and barricade the entrance.
So much death. What can men do against such reckless hate?
Ride out with me. Ride out and meet them.
For death and glory.
For Rohan. For your people.
Your sun is rising.
Look to my coming at first light on the fifth day. At dawn, look to the east.
Yes. Yes.
The horn of Helm Hammerhand shall sound in the deep. One last time. Yes!
You know you're Sam. I can't do this, Sam. I know. It's all wrong. By rights, we shouldn't even be here. We are. It's like in the great stories, Mr. Frodo. The ones that really mattered. Full of darkness and danger they were. And sometimes you didn't want to know the end. Because how could the end be happy? How could the world go back to the way it was when so much bad happened? But in the end, it's only a passing thing. The shadow. Even darkness must pass. A new day will come. And when the sun shines, it'll shine out the clearer. Those were the stories that stayed with you, that meant something, even if you were too small to understand why. But I think, Mr. Frodo, I do understand. I know now. Folk in those stories had lots of chances of turning back, only they didn't.
they kept going. Because they were holding on to something. What are we holding on to, Sam? There's some good in this world, Mr. Farrell. And it's worth fighting.
The laws of our country, the laws of your father. If you let them go, your life will be forfeit.
Then it is forfeit.
Release them.
Final count, 42.
42? Oh, that's not bad for a pointy-eared elvish princeling. I myself am sitting pretty on 43. He was already dead.
He was twitching.
He was twitching? Because he's got my axe embedded in his nervous system.
He doesn't look too happy, does he?
Not too happy at all, Mary.
Still, I suppose the view would be quite nice from up there.
Oh, yes. It's a quality establishment. I hear the staff are very good.
What are you doing?
Nothing. World's back to normal. That's all.
No, it isn't. I'm starving.
Good luck trying to find something decent to eat around here. Probably only dead rats and moldy bread. Wait. Do you think we should share it with Trebius?
Share it? No. No. Dead plans and all that. Don't think he'd understand. Could be a distant relative.
Oh, I get it. Don't be hasty.
Barum.
Thank you.
This is the old sewer. Runs right under the river through to the edge of the city. You'll find cover in the woods there.
Captain Faramir. You've shown your quality, sir. The very highest.
Shire must truly be a great realm, Master Kemji. My gardeners are held in high honor. What route will you take once you reach the woods?
Gollum says there's a path near Minas Morgul that climbs up into the mountains.
Get it, Uncle. Is that its name? They say a dark terror dwells in the passes above Minas Morgul. We cannot go that way.
This is the only way. Master says we must go to Mordor, so we must go.
I must.
Go, Frodo. Go with the goodwill of all men.
Didn't mean for them rangers to hurt you. You know that, don't you? He was trying to save you, Steve.
Fuzzle.
So there's no hard feelings. Forgive and forget.
No hard feelings. Go! Go!
It's very decent of you. Very decent indeed.
Sauron's wrath will be terrible, his retribution swift. The battle for Helm's Deep is over. The battle for Middle-earth is about to begin. All our hopes now lie with two little hobbits. Somewhere in the wilderness.
I wonder if we'll ever be put into songs or tales.
What?
I wonder if people will ever say, let's hear about Frodo and the ring. And they'll say, yes, it's one of my favorite stories. Frodo was really courageous, wasn't he, Dad?
Yes, my boy. The most famousest of hobbits. And that's saying a lot.
You've left out one of the chief characters.
Samwise the Brave. I want to hear more about Sam.
Frodo wouldn't have got far without Sam.
Now, Mr. Frodo, you shouldn't make fun. I was being serious.
So was I.
Yes.
her! Rusty!
Where's he going? All right, Gollum! Where are you? Smeagol?
Could do it. He could do it. Yes, precious. He could. And then we take it once they're dead.
Come on, Hobbit. Long ways to go yet. Neither was he the way. Follow me.